You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
On radio, the original social media, welcome into tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, October 9th, 2020. It is our 25th year on the air. Thank you for tuning in to tomorrow from the Dexcom G6 studios. Make knowledge your superpower. For managing type 1 diabetes, visit DEXCOM.com. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
And we've got some tech news and commentary for you, and then we jump back to your calls. Don't forget that we have extended, because it wasn't your fault that some of us, me, was stuck in the hospital for a month. So we've extended the summer giveaway, even though last time I checked on the calendar, it's not summer anymore.
Well, we live in South Florida, so it's always
summer. It's always summer, yeah.
But so because it's still summer for us, we're going to still do the summer giveaway.
Well, we can't say that because it's summer for us every year at this time.
Except for the 2 weeks we have winter.
Yeah, true. But we've extended the summer giveaway into the fall, and there are still a good couple of handfuls worth, if you will, of cool items to share with you in the hot summer slash fall giveaway. So don't hesitate to call in anytime 24/7, preferably using the Into Tomorrow app. There's a little button that you hold down and ask a question or help another listener, share some tech rage, share with us a congratulatory note for our 25th year on the air, and tell us what you liked or disliked most about technology in the last 25 years, or however many years you've been on the planet in these last 25. Because we've heard from some people say, I haven't been around 25 years. Well, that's great. Boy, to be your age again. Yeah. But we still want to know what you like most or dislike most about tech anytime in these last 25 years, because we kind of think that's interesting to hear. If you were to call in, especially using the app, I would want you to expand on that a bit. You know, why do you like it and dislike it?
I think the current state of affairs can tell people why you dislike it.
That's probably true. Or you can call the following toll-free number that's good from anywhere in North America. Skype into it if you'd like. Some people are doing that from around the world. Just participate one way or the other. The easiest I mentioned, especially from anywhere around the world, is the app. But you can still call, pick up a phone, and actually dial some digits and get us that way. I hold your hand through that process. If you've never done that before, give it a try, because I think you'll enjoy it. And no reason to be concerned, because we give you an opportunity to ask a follow-up question if you like, and ask you for your email address, which we don't share with anyone. And that way we can qualify you for prizes, because all you have to do to win prizes on Into Tomorrow is be heard on the air. It's that simple.
800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686.
There you go. As reaction to President Trump's positive coronavirus test flooded anti-social media, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok even had a message to users: wishing for the president to die is not allowed. All three tech companies confirmed that such posts were being removed for violating each platform's content policies, after reports initially surfaced that Twitter would suspend accounts that posted such messages. The company said the tweets would not merit immediate suspension, but would swiftly be removed, those posts. Facebook stated, to be clear, Facebook is removing death threats or content targeted directly at the president that wishes him death, including comments on his posts or his page, in addition to content tagging him. And a spokesperson for TikTok also confirmed that content that wishes the death of any person, including the president, violates our community guidelines, and we remove such content as we become aware of it. Of course, they are not; they may not become aware of it until November 4th, but because that's their escape there. But at least they give the impression of trying.
Yeah, and whether it's the president or not, they should be removing posts wishing death on anybody.
Of course, which they do. For others, you know, if there's even a hint that you're suggesting that someone be removed from the face of the planet, for whatever reason, even in jest or tongue-in-cheek kind of a comment, boy, they'll scold you for that. But other people could get away with murder, almost.
A solar, wind, and power provider last week briefly toppled ExxonMobil as America's most valuable energy company. NextEra Energy, based in Juneau Beach, Florida, who's actually the parent company of our local power provider.
Oh, great. Yeah. That Florida plunder and loot.
Yeah. Temporarily eclipsed Exxon when its value hit $138.3 billion, edging out the fossil fuel giant. Mm-hmm. Although the two have since swapped places again, NextEra's growth underlines the shift towards clean energy. NextEra remains more valuable than Chevron, which is America's number two oil and gas producer. Now, I do feel the need to mention that NextEra doesn't just produce wind and solar power. They also do that dirty energy stuff. Natural gas and also nuclear power, including the nuclear power plant that's just south of us that provides our power.
Oh, yeah. Turkey Point is that one. Safety issues aside, which you really can't put aside, but for the moment, we would be, all of us, doing so much better, it seems, from all the research that I've done over the years, with more nuclear power plants and far cheaper energy costs, and instead they're shutting them down.
Well, I've been fishing in the waters just next to Turkey Point Nuclear Power Plant, and I've never caught any fish with three eyes.
No. But did you eat any fish that you caught from there?
I did.
And you didn't grow a third eye?
I didn't grow a third eye.
Okay. So, you see, I think the whole idea there is stringent regulation, safety concerns. You've got to really monitor the heck out of them, of course. But to shut them down just doesn't make any sense, especially when they want to get away from fossil fuels and dirty energy and that sort of thing. Well, then, my gosh, we can do this. Look how many nuclear subs we have and stuff and other ships that are working just fine.
Yeah, I've told them, set up some wind farms here right before hurricane season. You'll get plenty of power.
We could power the whole state with one hurricane going through, but they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Apparently, it would be so windy that the things would just rip off, and that could be an issue.
Yeah.
Apple's next online-only launch is now set for October 13th, so that's coming up just next week, Tuesday, I believe, where the 5G iPhone 12 is expected to be announced. Stay tuned, of course. We'll be following that for you. And in other Apple news, audio products from Bose, Sonos, and Logitech are no longer available for purchase at Apple's website or stores, a sign that the company is preparing to launch its own Apple lineup. It's also said to be designing a smaller HomePod smart speaker, so it's going to start competing with the likes of Alexa and Google Home and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, and the rumor is that they're going to be releasing AirPods Studio as their line of over-the-ear headphones.
AirPods Studio.
Yeah.
Well, they're not pods if they're over-the-ear headphones,
exactly.
Are they? Oh, my gosh. Somebody's got to tell Apple this. And, of course, they're basically just saying, the rest of you competing with us, go away. Which is, they're right. It's just like Amazon removing products that compete directly with their own products, but...
Well, and I also noticed that those companies that had their products removed from the Apple Store, all their stock had plummeted after that
happened. Wonderful. Yeah, of course, because people figure that they were probably selling a lot, Bose, Sonos, Logitech, and others, and now they're not going to sell as much because Apple stores and online Apple stuff not going to allow it because Apple wants all the money. Because they don't have enough of your money.
Yeah, still the most valuable company in the U.S. or the world, aren't
the
they?
World, yeah. So, but that's not enough for Apple.
Of course not. No. Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium is the first professional sports venue to sanitize its arena using drones. The stadium, which is home to the Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta United Football Club, partnered with Charlotte-based company Lucid Drone Technologies to use its D1 disinfecting drones to sanitize key areas in the arena. The drones are being used to disinfect the seating bowl, handrails, and glass partitions in the stadium after events. Now, the use of the drones have allowed stadium workers to be redeployed in other areas of the stadium and allow for a 95% reduction in time spent cleaning the arena.
Yeah, which I thought was very interesting. I've seen video news reports and so forth of these drones going over all the seating, and they said that they can't fly the drones in the tunnels and the little areas that separate the seating areas and concessions and so forth because it's not safe. I don't know. They probably mean for the drones because I don't think they'll have people in there at the time. But hopefully that works, and it's a good way to do it. Of course, I can see another stadium in the future being built that would just have those things automatically run, and then they would just disinfect the stadium with its own little sprinkler system.
See,
or something.
Like a fire sprinkler system, except it shoots out sanitization stuff.
Sanitization stuff. You know, you really got to stop using all that high-tech scientific verbiage because it's confusing our audience.
It confuses me.
Yeah, no question. Antivirus software entrepreneur John McAfee, you've heard of him. He's been arrested in Spain, faces extradition to the U.S. where he's been charged with tax evasion. That's just like Al Capone and a bunch of mobsters over the years. They couldn't get him for certain murders or whatever, but they all went to prison for tax evasion. Prosecutors say he failed to file tax returns for 4 years, despite earning millions from consulting work, speaking engagements, cryptocurrencies, and selling the rights to his life story. Somebody cared? Yeah. If convicted, McAfee could face up to 30 years in prison. Because they don't take this whole tax evasion thing other than seriously.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, he still has no ties to the company that bears his name. And I'm surprised that after all these years, the company hasn't changed their name with all the bad publicity that he's brought.
You would think by now they would have said hyphenated or something, you know, or joined with another company. And I get the name has been out there, and a lot of people have had McAfee antivirus software in use for many, many years. But, yeah, he's not been a good dude.
Instagram said that it will automatically hide negative comments in posts, one of several new steps that the Facebook-owned social media platform is taking to reduce bullying and harassment. Instagram said that it will target comments that users have previously reported as inappropriate. Users must now click on the View Hidden Comments button to unveil a negative comment that has been covered.
A negative comment about a person or a thing or anything?
I guess anything.
Oh,
after a user writes a potentially offensive comment, but before the comment is posted, a pop-up message will now appear that reads, "This may go against our guidelines." The pop-up message notifies users that if they post a negative comment, it will likely be hidden and that Instagram may investigate whether to delete the user's account.
I've had that happening with me for some time now on Instagram. I'll make a comment about something, and sometimes I'll use like a poop emoji or whatever, and it'll pop up with, your comment is similar to those that have been reported. Okay, so? And I don't do anything. And then it says posting and posted. So far, I'm still on Instagram. Of course, that may be short-lived, especially now that I've mentioned it like that.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to scare me by saying your comment is similar to those that have been reported? Good. Well, that means others agree with me.
Well, you were put in Twitter jail while you were in the hospital.
I was. That was kind of funny. For calling Cardi B a bimbo.
Yeah.
It was accurate. But I was actually put in Twitter jail. It was like, yeah, fine.
Because you're not allowed to share your opinion on Twitter.
I know.
Unless it agrees with what they think.
Yeah, which is never going to happen. But how dare I suggest something that I think and share my opinion?
You know, and it's funny because a few weeks ago I had posted something about the Social Dilemma documentary and how I watched it. It's really changing the way I use social media and talk about all the scary things that happened with Facebook. And I noticed that post didn't get nearly the amount of reactions or comments that normally.
No, they were shadow banning.
I guarantee you that they were sort of burying that post so it doesn't really show up anywhere.
Yeah. So do it again and often. and, you know, repost it, see what happens. Laura in Shreveport, Louisiana, listens on 710 Keel. And we love you, Laura, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app.
My husband is recently retired, and we've taken to our motorhome to explore the country. I homeschool our youngest child, and we use the internet for research and basically as a library. We're wondering what our best and least expensive option is for reliable internet. Most of the time when we camp, it is not at a campground that might have Wi-Fi. Typically, we camp in the wilderness on public lands where no Wi-Fi is available. What do you think our best option might be?
Well, Laura, first of all, it sounds like you are driving in the motorhome even as we speak. Not you. I'm assuming
hopefully
perhaps.
She's passengering.
Yeah, hopefully you're passengering because we want you to be safe. But your options won't be too great under that scenario, especially if you're relying on streaming media and not just digital books, for example. Normally, we'd recommend a Wi-Fi antenna that would help you pick up the campsite's Wi-Fi. But since that's not an option, all you really have left are cell signal solutions. Now, that means that you can share your phone's hotspot signal, or you can get a standalone hotspot, what we call a MiFi frequently, you know, mobile Wi-Fi hotspot. Either option will generally work as long as there's, of course, a signal in the area, and as long as that signal is strong enough to be used reliably.
Yeah, now, since you mentioned camping on public land, that's not necessarily a given. Whenever possible, try to stay closer to highways. I mean, the noise might be a pain, but at least you should get a signal, or at least have better luck with getting a signal along highways. One thing that may help you around the signal issues, though, is getting a separate hotspot from a different provider than your main cell phone, so that you've got two options when it comes to deciding which to use, because as we all know, some carriers have better signal in some areas than others.
Yeah, and that's actually a great idea, because then you've got at least a 50-50 shot. You know, maybe you have T-Mobile and you'll have Verizon or AT&T. And you want to have a different one, as you suggested, for the MiFi versus your phone. Use the one with the best or the only signal.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you can also get a cell phone signal booster. There are some like the WeBoost XRV or the SureCall Fusion 2Go RV that are made for campers. And they'll typically take power from a 12-volt outlet and will improve your signal.
Yeah, that's true. And because you can typically mount it higher and the actual motorhome becomes part of its antenna, and it'll help you with signal. But again, you've still got to have some signal. Let us know, Laura, what you end up with and how it works out for you, because it'll help others as well, all the way into tomorrow.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He said, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off, because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751.
Welcome back to Into Tomorrow. I'm Cameron Graveline. We really love getting more app calls, so please let us hear you on the show. Now, here's Dave.
Wow. See, he's ready to take over, even though he's only 8 years old. But we've got to get Cam's name on the logo so I can retire.
And I'm sorry, excuse me, he's 8 and a half, as he
would remind. Oh, that's true.
You.
If he heard me saying he's 8, I would be corrected. Good point. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Stream Guys, streaming media and podcasting solutions for the smartest businesses on the internet. Visit streamguys.com. Do you have kids? Are they online?
Yeah,
do you know
and
some,
yeah.
Do you know someone with kids who are online?
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned. In a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Dr. Pam Hurst Della Pietra. She's the founder and president of Children and Screens, Institute for Digital Media and Child Development. That all fits on her business card. They're a nonprofit organization focused on understanding and addressing media's impact on child development.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Leading into the fall now as well, so there's still time for you to participate 24/7. Anytime you've got a consumer tech question, let us solve your digital dilemma, or you want to help another listener, some of our favorite calls. And just when you call in, remember to mention three or four or five items at this point that you might like, because if we've still got them available, we'll try to match you up with something. For example,
from Wiz, they sent several Philips Smart Wi-Fi LED bulbs, including the soft white and daylight toned and Edison LED vintage look bulbs.
Oh, some of these bulbs are really cool. You can make a disco out of your bedroom and stuff. It's really neat. From Colop, their eMark handheld printer with accessories. It's the new era for mobile printing. That's worth $400, by the way.
From Klipsch, they sent a couple of pairs of the Fives, high-resolution powered bookshelf speakers that connect directly to your TV and virtually everything else. $800 a pair.
Wow, so that's not the Fox News thing, the Five, every day. Oh, okay. From Whistler, multi-purpose wireless inspection camera, flashlight camera with DVR, handheld digital trunking scanner, and bilingual radar laser detector with internal GPS. A whole bunch of goodies from our friends at Whistler.
From Anchor Innovations, they sent a cordless lightweight stick vacuum cleaner, security cameras, a $100 white Apple iPhone cable.
Easy for you to say. A lot of cool stuff from the folks at Anchor Innovations. And how about from Jabra? Oh, my gosh. Always sending us cool stuff to share with you, including their Elite 85H. True wireless over-the-ear headphones with active noise cancellation worth $250. Their Elite Sport, the most technically advanced true wireless earbuds. Those are worth $219 a pair. And their Elite Active 45E waterproof headphones with improved ear hook. Worth $100 right there. Stay tuned. Visit the post at intotomorrow.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you missed the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the penalty deadline, have a baby, get married, or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now, and in just minutes, we will help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free, and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-332-1993 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993. 800-332-1993.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, and delighted that you've tuned into Tomorrow, of course, as we continue to cover the latest in consumer tech. Everything from products and services, gadgets and gizmos, important websites, whatever the case, available today and into tomorrow. So thank you for joining us. Thank you again and in advance when you actually join us on the program, because we love to send you prizes when you participate. And that's all you have to do. Call in with a question. Let us solve a digital dilemma. Maybe help for another listener. You want to add to one of our answers that we've provided to someone. Whatever the case, we want to hear you on the show. And we love sharing all kind of goodies with you when we do hear you. So you can call anytime, 24/7, toll free from anywhere in North America. You can even text to our 800 number these days. But we try to not do too many texts or emails. We want to hear you on the show. It is radio, predominantly, after all. 800-899-INTO. 1-800-899-4686. Anytime at your convenience, 24/7. Or even better, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Either way, join us on the program. Our next guest is with a nonprofit organization focused on understanding and addressing media's impact on child development. So that certainly caught our attention, being one of those media types, but also having kids and grandkids, and the concerns are there. So the founder and president of Children and Screens, the Institute of Digital Media and Child Development, joins us, Dr. Pam Hurst Della Pietra. Dr. Pam, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Dave.
It's a pleasure. Tell me about the organization, first of all, and then let's get into some of the various things that you guys are working very hard at these days.
Well, great. So I founded Children and Screens, the Institute of Digital Media and Child Development, in 2013, and it has since become one of the nation's leading nonprofits that's dedicated to advancing and supporting the scientific research into the cognitive, psychological, and physical effects of digital media on toddlers, children, and adolescents. And we also, as part of our mission, we're also informing and educating the public, which is why I'm so happy to be here.
And of course, it is important. You talk about digital media, and of course, I refer a lot to anti-social media, but especially how it's affecting kids lately. You know, whether or not they just can't get away from TikTok or Instagram or even Facebook, although if their parents are on Facebook, they're typically not. But I'm assuming that it's also all about screen time and making sure that they're just not living on one of these digital devices all the time.
Yes, particularly, you know, during the pandemic, we've seen a dramatic rise in screen use among children as they've been forced to learn virtually, and in many cases, and also have it be the predominant source of socialization and entertainment. So, you know, as other options became more limited, this was, you know, an alternative for them. Hmm. And in some cases, it's been a lifeline for kids. And so, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
Oh, for sure. And I remember my 8-year-old Cameron, when he had the opportunity, my grandson, 8-year-old, that he was talking about finally he was able to go back to school. And they started up on October 5th, I think it was, or actually earlier than that. And he was so excited about being able to go back to actually the schoolhouse, and was so over, you know, the meetings, you know, virtual schooling and the teacher and waving and, you know, why is so-and-so not on camera? Get back to your seat, you know, and that kind of stuff, that I was encouraged that he was excited about being able to physically get back into school. And I think most of the kids have been like that, especially the younger ones. You know, they not only need it, but they want that camaraderie with their classmates and the ability to learn in person again. So getting off the screens for that purpose certainly has been encouraging for a lot of the younger students.
Yes, I don't think that we can underestimate the social-emotional impact of this kind of face-to-face interaction. And you're right, a lot of people, just the way adults right now even have what we call Zoom fatigue.
Yes.
Looking at the screen for 6 hours a day, especially the little ones that don't have the attention span, and, you know, it's difficult for their engagement. So I can completely understand, you know, that kind of really excitement to get back to school.
Oh, for sure. One of the things I'm noticing on your website at childrenandscreens.com is screen time versus dream time. You give a lot of tips for promoting healthy sleep habits, especially during COVID-19. Maybe that's something that a lot of parents haven't thought about. You know, too much screen time causes a lot of problems.
We have these biweekly webinars as well as lots of tips for parents and other resources. Next week, we're, in fact, talking about persuasive technology And I don't know if anyone has seen the movie Social Dilemma, that's one of the most popular documentaries on Netflix right now. But that discusses it well. I'm not representing them in any way, but maybe people have seen it. And we brought in some experts to talk about the ways that technology is, influencing children's behavior to stay on longer, and also influencing, what they're looking at and what the impacts of that are.
Well, and I know one of your major concerns for helping children lead healthy lives in this digital world is cyberbullying as well. It's perhaps happening a whole lot more than most parents realize. So what are some of the different ways that cyberbullying can manifest for children these days?
Right. Cyberbullying can be really manifested in a number of different ways. And one of them is through lying. They can, kids can spread rumors. They can post unflattering pictures or videos of other kids without their consent. It can be more subtle by leaving kids out of tags or photos, sharing personal conversations through screenshots, mean comments or posts. And then sort of less commonly, they can create a website about someone, or they can assume another person's identity. And so there's a lot of different ways that kids can be cruel to one another, as well as, adults can be. And I think we've all seen that as well. So it can be through social media, messaging, through video games as well.
Wow. Some things that maybe parents are thinking about where, at the very least, don't allow them to be chatting with others on video games, especially if you don't know who they are. If it's their best friend and they're playing a game and they're chatting, okay, but still keep an eye on things. And I'm wondering, what types of conversations do you recommend that parents should have with their kids, especially about online meanness, hopefully before it even happens?
Yeah, so I think the first thing that parents can do is to kind of give them a 101 about cyberbullying, that there's this, intent sometimes that they might come across this intentional and repeated harassment through electronic means and, in one of those platforms or devices, and to kind of set rules around it. For social media use, for example, and that it's really important for them to be honest and consistent, and let them know that sometimes others don't follow those rules, but to be really what we call a good instead of being a bystander to that, to be an upstander, and that they can lay the groundwork by just saying, you can discuss anything with me. Oftentimes kids might feel shame or other feelings about this kind of cruelty, and they don't really know how to talk to their parents about it. So if the parents can kind of preempt something by saying that, we're here for you, and anything you want to bring will be really understanding, and we're not going to blame you for that. And then that this kind of cruelty doesn't align with their family values. And then also to strengthen their social skills. So Michael Sokolsky calls the 3 F's, which is that, the family, we don't post information that you shouldn't post information that you wouldn't want to share with your mom. And, assume everything that you share will be on there forever. And we're working toward, this ability for kids to be able to delete what is on the web about them at some point. But we haven't gotten there yet. So far, to let the kids know that it will be online forever. And then the third F is freely, which is that assume that there's no privacy online, and ask them let them know that the information that they share will be available to everyone.
And
the social skills development is really great, and of course having one good friend is always great, even for adults.
Oh, very true. I'm wondering, though, if one of the problems might be that that perhaps some of the younger kids might be afraid to even let their parents know, as you kind of made reference to, about being cyberbullied, but it might be because they're afraid then they'll have less screen time. It's like, well, then you got to stay off your computer. That's it. And it's like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. You know, I'm sharing with you, Mom or Dad, because I'm concerned, and we had this talk and so forth. But, you know, I hope you don't just take it away from me altogether, because that doesn't seem to be the solution.
Right. I completely agree. And the experts agree as well that, you know, they recommend not using the taking away the screens as a consequence, you know, and to encourage positive use and not really responding to the bully. You know, if it gets to the point that it's dangerous or really bad, you know, they can speak to the schools or other parents, et cetera. But I think that it's important that the kids know that the parents will be super understanding as far as not taking away the screens. But sometimes it really means, getting a new friend group. As hard as that might be, and these kids might even like that or prefer that more than getting their screens taken away.
That's true. And perhaps a good point there is that the parents can then say, well, maybe they're not really your friend. Think about that. If they're being nasty and mean and so forth, a friend wouldn't do that. And instead of threatening to take them away, you know, take the screen away, take the phone or the iPod or something of that nature away, get more into that discussion. And then perhaps the kids won't be so afraid to admit it.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And, you know, as I hinted, that being like a rock solid listener and to, you know, give kids, to really try to reassure them that they have someone that they can confide in and that will help them work through any emotional situation that they may be having. So whether it be cyberbullying or, you know, in-person bullying, and just to reinforce that it's not their fault.
Good advice. I appreciate that. There's much more of that where this came from, too. By all means, visit childrenandscreens.com, helping children lead healthy lives in this digital world. And Dr. Pam and her team will do just that when you visit their site. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. We'll be delighted to help remind folks to visit your site. And whether you've got kids or grandkids or just in general certainly are concerned about this, you're going to get a lot of great info at your website. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much, Dave. Take care.
You too. It's our pleasure. Again, childrenandscreens.com. We'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
To Dave and the rest of the Into Tomorrow team, congrats on 25 years of bringing us Into Tomorrow. Hope to keep hearing about the latest in technology for at least 25 more. Thanks, and take care, guys.
Yeah, Alex, you're trying to kill us. Alex in Mexico, listening to the program and sending the 25-year congratulatory message. We're delighted. Thank you, sir. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit DEXCOM.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, 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 history.
Here's Chris.
History, 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 history. History.
Okay. This week in 1968, the U.S. launched Apollo 7.
Wow.
Described by Commander Walter Shearer as a magnificent flying machine, Apollo 7 traveled some 4.5 million miles in orbit around the Earth.
Most illogical.
To become the first manned flight in NASA's lunar landing program. The mission also featured the live TV transmission from a spacecraft in orbit. In 1983 this week, Ameritech Mobile Communications launched the first U.S. cellular network in Chicago. In the late 90s, Ameritech was acquired by SBC Communications, which subsequently acquired AT&T, forming the present-day conglomerate AT&T Inc., parent to many companies such as AT&T Wireless, WarnerMedia, DirecTV, and others.
Yeah, blah, blah, yeah. Blah.
You've got mail.
In 1984 this week, Space Shuttle Challenger astronaut Dr. Kathy Sullivan became the first U.S. woman to perform an EVA, or extravehicular activity, or spacewalk.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Oh, hey, settle down. It was very cool, though.
Yeah. And this week in 1994, Netscape Communications Corporation announced that it was offering its new Netscape Navigator free to users via the Internet. The Internet browser developed by the six-month-old Silicon Valley company led by Silicon Graphics founder Jim Clark and Mark Andreessen was available for free downloading by individual, academic, and research users. Netscape was dominant browser back then and was stayed around until its last release in 2008 when it sort of drifted off into tech history.
It just disappeared.
That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the most significant trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances. For more info, visit ifa-berlin.com.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, well, you're welcome. That's very nice of you. And, of course, when you're visiting intotomorrow.com, we expect that you'll want to take a peek at ifa-berlin.com and click on all the various links at intotomorrow.com. Check them out.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Here's another Into Tomorrow, hopefully fun tech fact for you. In 1999, PayPal was voted as one of the top 10 worst business ideas. How about them apples?
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, exactly.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
John in Montgomery, Alabama, listens to the free podcast. Hey, John.
I just recently bought a Hyundai Accent, and it has a 6-speaker setup in it right now. And my question is, what type of audio speakers do you recommend for that type of setup?
Well, John, we'd probably vote for leaving the ones that came with it alone. But if you want to replace them, keep in mind that the downside of having more speakers is having more cost to replace them all. Any of the major manufacturers like Alpine, JVC, Pyle, and lots more have multiple lines, some for hardcore audiophiles and some, of course, for budget shoppers.
Yeah, we'd recommend that you first decide on your budget. The truth is that if you spend $2,000 or $3,000 on a high-end set of speakers, almost no one will pay you an extra penny for the car if you go to sell it because you put them in when that time comes. So once you decide on your price, you should be able to narrow down your options.
Yeah, we've got a couple more thoughts there for you when you visit us at intotomorrow.com, where we would like to meet all of you when you get a moment.